There's a thousand pretty women living out there. They're all living the devil may care. Well, I'm just a devil with a lot of despair. So viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Thank you, Wayne Newton, for that fabulous intro. You're listening to Cats with a Dish. This is John Katzlamitas. I write the Cats Report in the Las Vegas Sun, Las Vegas Weekly, and I write for all the titles in Greenspun Media Group, and I also contribute to Vegas Magazine. Read my story about Imagine Dragons on the cover of Vegas Magazine. Joining me, as is customary, is the beautiful, vivacious, verbose, titillating, and pleasantly fragrant Trish McCrone. Trish?
Hi! How are you doing, Catsy? Honey? Good! I haven't seen you since you, speaking of Imagine Dragons, since you went traveling with them.
I traveled with Imagine Dragons. I was on a flight that is part of the Destination Dragons Southwest Airlines promotional tour. It's part of their Live at 35 in-flight concert program, and I was invited to be a part of this. I saw them at Vinyl on Monday night. Tuesday, we left Las Vegas for Atlanta on a full flight. Many, many sweepstakes winners who were part of this mini tour that went from Provo to Los Angeles to Las Vegas, and then the in-flight performance from Las Vegas to Atlanta, and then they did another show in Atlanta the following night. And I was fortunate enough to be invited on this. And it was crazy. They did three songs acoustically in the cabin over the PA system, and the place was wild. It was
that
really wild, honey.
That
it was,
is crazy.
I've never been a part of anything like this. Nobody had. Nobody had been a part of anything like this. Band, the crew, the pilots, everybody.
So everyone on the plane, they were Imagine Dragons fans. They'd won a sweepstakes. Or were there people really just wanting to go to Atlanta that got a bonus?
There was a mix. There were regular ticket holders, passengers, and there were about 40 people who were the hard 40, I call them, who were the actual fans, who were the sweepstakes winners. And then there were a few of us who were there along for the ride. There were about seven people recording video and chronicling the event. And then you had the band, you know, team. And you had one journalist, one writer on the plane. And that was me. And that was it. So I was really lucky, man, to be invited
to
this thing.
That is so cool. You're kind of become the Imagine Dragons person.
They dig it. You know, it's all about, it has to do with, I've known them for a long time, and the story I just wrote in Vegas Magazine, they like that a lot. And but I've known them for a while. So you never know. You got to catch these people at the right time in life.
They end up being huge.
Imagine Dragons, there's a bunch of local bands that never went anywhere. But
yeah, I mean, they were Bill's Gambling. What was it?
O'Shea's.
They're at O'Shea's, and 1 minute they're at O'Shea's, mm-hmm. Next minute they're at the Grammys.
Beauty Bar, Hennessy's, the pub at Monte Carlo, places we've hung out. Ovation at Green Valley Ranch, they played there. In those types of places, yeah. And Wayne Newton says this about lounges all the time. You learn it or you get out. Yep. And these guys learned how to do it at O'Shea's and those types of places, I'm telling you. I thought of them when they were telling me that story about playing O'Shea's, especially five different audiences per night. You got to win them over every time.
Yeah.
So with that, we have, speaking of audiences, somebody who draws a lot of them here in Las Vegas is going to be joining us soon to talk Broadway.
One of our favorite guests.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the great people in this city. It's Smith Center for the Performing Arts president Myron Martin will be joining us. He'll be talking about the just released Broadway series of 2015 and 2016 at Reynolds Hall. So stick around. I know we will.
Hi, this is Oscar Goodman. We're on Cats with a Dish.
I won in.
Maybe I'm just here to watch the game.
I asked around who ran the game in Harlem. The Limehouse Kid is your grandfather. Bucky Spurgeon is your father.
Father is a very generous term.
And you're Nicky Spurgeon. They call you Mello.
I'm all crewed up.
Oh, come on. Please, can we just...
That's Will Smith and Margot Robbie as a pair of con artists in Focus. I'm Josh Bell, film critic for Las Vegas Weekly, with a look at what's new in theaters this week. Smith and Robbie have fantastic chemistry in this glossy but uneven drama, with Robbie giving a major star-making performance. The movie is divided into two halves involving two big jobs 3 years apart. The first half is playful and sly, ending with a small but satisfying twist. The second half is less successful, as writer-directors John Requa and Glenn Ficarra build up the suspense and then pull back the curtain a few too many times in the finale. I give Focus 3.5 stars out of 5. After last weekend's Academy Awards ceremony, a number of nominees and winners are playing in local theaters. Best Picture winner Birdman expands citywide this week, as does Still Alice, starring Best Actress winner Julianne Moore as a woman struggling with Alzheimer's disease. Best Actor winner Eddie Redmayne's Stephen Hawking biopic The Theory of Everything, and multiple nominee The Imitation Game, starring Benedict Cumberbatch as Alan Turing, are both playing in multiple theaters. You can still catch Best Actress nominee Marion Cotillard in the Belgian drama 2 Days, 1 Night at the Suncoast, and Best Supporting Actor winner J.K. Simmons in Whiplash at the Regal Village Square. That's a look at what's going on in theaters. Check out my reviews in Las Vegas Weekly and my blog at joshbellhateseverything.com.
What's that under your shoe?
Dirt.
Well, that ain't just any dirt. That's Idaho.
You're right, Slim. The sun is coming up on a brand new state in the United States of possibilities. A place where a man can really make a life for himself.
Attaboy, that's our whip.
Whoa, just look at a map. Idaho ain't like a lot of them other states. It's just a rectangle. It's got that kind of sticky uppy thing on the top of it. Well, it's a state you can really grab onto. We got a brand new state right here with a great big handle on top, and conditions is really first rate right here.
A sampling from a new production titled Idaho, the Comedy Musical. We'll be talking about that show and others, a lot of others, with the person who is sitting with us now. He's the president of the Smith Center for the Performing Arts, and this week, with the help of Seth Rudetsky of SiriusXM, he and the Smith Center unveiled the 2015-2016 Broadway series at Reynolds Hall. The series opens with Dirty Dancing in July and closes in April of 2016 with Beauty and the Beast. Welcome our friend Myron Martin.
Yay, Myron!
M squared. Yay. M to the second power.
Do you know that actually we played a game and Katz was on my team once for Katherine Hicklin's birthday, and it was one of those things where you have teams and you have to come up with as many names have M in them. Like
really?
Marilyn Monroe, you know, Mickey Mantle, that type
of
thing.
A letter.
And Katz and I
we
added teams. You to the list of people, and we're like, hey.
They had to be famous. You drew a letter. Yeah. So Mario Manningham was a receiver from the New York Giants. He's on the list. It's hard to get all these M&Ms. Marilyn Manson.
We won.
Ooh.
We won. And,
because of me, I'm
and
sure.
And you were the name. Well, I'll say you were the name that kicked us over the top, but they had to be famous people.
Yeah, that was the thing.
And we're
God
like, Google, there's articles right there. Smith Center, we just had him on our show.
We've covered him.
We're so like, Google him. You'll know. So you actually helped us win a prize. So thank you very much.
It's funny how you come up in our lives.
Yes, Myron.
I'm so sorry.
And we also have to give a quick hello to his beautiful bride, Dana, who's absolutely gorgeous.
Yes. She's
statuesque.
It's very nice.
Very statuesque.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And lovely
couple. Wonderful singer, wonderful woman. You guys have quite a story. When were you married? What was the date?
Oh, well, the year 2000.
Right.
After meeting in 1999, judging the Miss Texas pageant.
She's a former Miss Texas.
Wow. She's a former Miss, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And a former Jubilee dancer.
Well,
a
singer. She was singer. the principal singer.
And she sang in Follies also, did she?
No, just Jubilee. Just Jubilee. And
wonderful
and
lady.
She was in that wonderful show at the Flamingo called, what was that called? The
Rockettes,
big production show before the Rockettes.
Oh, what's it
City Lights.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Miss City Lights.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Wow. And when you're Miss City Lights, you're always Miss City Lights.
Yeah.
Pageant queen, right?
It's kind of like being Miss Spinnaker. Inside Montana joke. Okay. So now you have this great new lineup. First of all, let's talk about how you came on the show before the Smith Center even opened, and you talked about this Broadway series, and we all kind of questioned, will it work, won't it work, because of the fact that a lot of Broadway musicals that come to the Strip don't do very well. The majority, some have, but the majority of them don't. And you said that you believe that the locals are the type of people that are going to have season tickets, or they're going to come, and boy, were you right. Did you have vision? I mean, this has turned out to be such a successful thing, hasn't it?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, before we opened, when we talked back then, you asked me what my kind of dream number for season ticket holders would be. And I pulled from what had just happened in Dallas like a year before, because the new Dallas Performing Arts Center had just opened, and they had this history of Broadway in Dallas, and it was a much bigger market, and they opened with 6,000 subscribers. And I said, so if we can get to 6,000 subscribers, that will be success. And we opened, and we had 11,000 subscribers,
wow,
which is a little unbelievable, but true, which meant that, you know, all of the Broadway shows were nearly sold out before we went on sale to the general public because the season ticket holders ate up all the,
yeah,
the seats. So now we're about to start our third year. And you're right. It's amazing how this community has come out to support Broadway shows. And they're all the big titles that they now can see in Las Vegas and not have to travel to New York or mm-hmm. some other place.
That was one of the comments I remember you making when the plans for the Smith Center were made public. I believe the example was Lion King that had been on national tour and didn't stop in Las Vegas. And it was the thought was, why in the world are we the entertainment mecca and we can't get this show to perform in Las Vegas? And eventually it did at Mandalay Bay. But the point was that we're missing out on a lot of great touring yeah. musicals because we don't have the right facility.
Yeah, yeah. And Lion King did very well at Mandalay, mm-hmm. Ironically.
I know.
You know, a family-friendly show.
Mm-hmm.
But shows like Gentleman's Guide.
I am so excited. That out of the whole new lineup, that is the show I am most excited to see.
Well, it won the Tony Award for Best Musical
yes.
just a few months ago.
Yeah.
The full title is The Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. And one actor plays something like 12 or 14 different parts. It's fascinating just to see this actor work in and out of this show.
And it's almost like that old, it kind of seems like farce, like
yes.
that with, you know,
yes.
that it's, you know, it reminds me of what was the, oh gosh, what was the play that was so good with all the people, now I can't think, I'll think of it, keep going.
Okay.
But it just reminds, every clip that I've seen, every performance I've seen on television has been, that is the musical that I was most excited to go to Broadway to see that I didn't get the chance to go see.
Well, and think about it, look how far we've come in these 3 years. We're now getting shows that just won the Tony Award
yeah.
on tour in Las Vegas on the first national tour. And that's pretty exciting. So A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder is one of those that we're offering.
And it'll be here a couple times in the year, right? In the season?
It's in the season. It's part of our subscription year. And we can't wait to bring it. We also have another this year's Tony Award winner. And that's, remember the book, Bridges of Madison
yes,
County?
Yes, and the movie with Meryl Streep and Clint mm-hmm. Eastwood.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, they made it into a musical. As a Tony voter, I, of course, was in New York to see it this last season. It, too, won a Tony for Best Musical Score. Wonderful show. And we're one of those unique markets that was lucky enough to get this title right now in the first season as it goes out. So two big, mm-hmm. giant Tony yeah. winners are already coming to Las
Those
Vegas.
Those come in back-to-back almost a year to the day of now. It's Bridges
yeah.
of Madison County, February 23rd through February 28th. Gentleman's Guide, March 8th through March 13th, 2016. Is that by design? Or is it? How did
No, just kind of how the routing worked mm-hmm. out. I mean, you're quoting dates. I don't even have the dates in my head. We just
it's
announced.
A lot. I know.
Oh,
it's
we
a lot
memorize them.
Yeah,
we're not looking
course.
At anything. Yeah, we don't look at,
dates.
Oh, yeah,
it's
they're in our brain.
but people are going to be able to plan far in advance
yes.
to
well,
see these.
They're almost sold out already, I would imagine,
well,
with subscribers.
So you know what? We're limiting the number of subscribers.
We've
had a waiting list for season ticket holders. So right now, since we just announced it, we're going to spend the next month allowing people to renew their subscriptions. And then if people move or have other reasons why they can't keep their subscription, it opens up those seats and we'll take people from our waiting list and give them new subscriptions.
Wonderful.
And you know, one of the best things that I love hearing, and I hear it a lot, is people come up to me and say, we're never getting rid of our season tickets. We love coming so much and seeing first-run Broadway shows at an affordable price mm-hmm. that we'll never give up our seats.
Yeah.
And how great is that, they can do that?
No, I have a question. The one thing that I did not ask, that I haven't asked you since I've seen you many times at Smith Center since then, but when you announced, when you came on the show last year and talked about it, we were kind of joking about Mamma Mia, that it was coming to Vegas after it had been here. And then it opened at the Tropicana for the summer and closed early. How did Mamma Mia do at Smith Center?
Well, so remember, at the Smith Center, Broadway shows come in for those of us who live here.
Yes.
Right? I mean, we're not different than Denver or San Francisco or other key markets around the country in that we're bringing in the tours for the locals primarily. Mm-hmm. When a show like Mamma Mia goes to a place like the Tropicana, it's primarily for tourists.
Sure.
It's a completely different thing. So I don't know how they did at the Tropicana, but I can tell you that Mamma Mia was completely full every single performance. We did eight shows for the week, and we made our local audience really happy. And again, we did so at really affordable prices. I remember Mamma Mia started at $24 a ticket.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, wow. See, because I mean, it is such a neat thing that, and it's fascinating to me that it is the locals that are coming to do this that wouldn't go to the Strip to see the show. And it might be because, well, the facility is, you know, top rate. I mean, it's the most gorgeous theater. And also then, but yeah, I didn't even take in consideration when you don't have to deal with the hassle of the Strip and there are more affordable prices.
Well, by design. So you know, I get that if I owned a hotel casino, that's a commercial enterprise and my job is to make money. At the Smith Center, ticket prices only cover 75% of our budget by design.
Wow.
Because we don't want to charge too much. We want families around the valley, no matter where they live or what they do, to be able to afford to come and see a show. And we raise the difference every year. So we're raising about $3 to $5 million a year so that we can underwrite the ticket prices and still do all the education programs and all the other things that are important to the community. And we love that we can keep the ticket prices affordable.
Well, so do we as a local. And I love that.
The volume allows you to you know, have, let's see, the price point allows a high volume, and that allows you to use the revenue gain from the Broadway series. Not only you can use it in cabaret jazz to help fund what's going on in there. You can and bring even in Troche, right?
Yeah. Well, so think of it this way: in the first 2 years we were open, we hosted over 150,000 students from the Clark County School District.
Wow!
These are kids that came down during the school day to see a performance of something. We didn't charge the kids for that, so we underwrite all those costs.
Which is important because kids nowadays, the first things that go is musical education. And the fact that that kids are being exposed to something that they wouldn't be able to be exposed to. A lot of parents don't want to take their kids to a casino, which I understand and all that. And the fact that this is something where kids can learn what it is about the symphony, musicals, theater, and be exposed to something that could turn out to be their career and could continue working in Las Vegas someday. Who knows? Those may be the future musicians in, you know, a show at the Wynn or
right.
something.
Sure. Well, listen, I mean, I went to one of those performing arts centers in the fourth grade. Is why
That's
I
your
do
story.
What I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I don't think there's anything that gives me a bigger charge than seeing kids getting off of a school bus and being all excited coming to the Smith Center to see a performance. So
yes.
It's really important for our community.
Wow.
Let's you know, one point I wanted to make and ask you about, Myron, is that a couple weeks ago, probably maybe even a month ago, I talked to Phil McKinley over at the Wynn about Showstoppers,
uh-huh.
Broadway greatest hits package.
Yeah.
And I asked him why it was that Steve Wynn was going this route again in that theater where Avenue Q and Monty Python's Spamalot didn't work out and they're going back to Broadway. And one of the points he made was to point at the Smith Center and say, you know, we have a place where people can see touring musicals now. And the people who are on the Strip have already had a chance in their home area to see these shows. And if they live in Las Vegas, they've had a chance to see these shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if there is a feeling among some of the big operators in town that they're I don't want to say conceding, but they're allowing the Smith Center to take up the Broadway shows, and they're going to go a different route. Even if it's a Broadway theme, it's not the same thing that you would put on at the Smith Center. Are you feeling that in observing what's going on the Strip in the last few years?
Well, I mean, as you know, I've produced Broadway shows on the Strip.
Exactly.
And so I understand that model. It's a very different model than bringing touring shows for the local population. I mean, I love his comment. But the truth is, they're very different. I mean, I think Jersey Boys will probably be here for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are other musicals that could come into Las Vegas and stay for a long time as well. Mm-hmm. But Bridges of Madison County and Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder and these shows that we're bringing for a week are very different. I mean, Bridges is makes you think. It you don't go and get sloshed and then go, see Bridges.
Exactly.
Right?
The Bridges audience isn't bringing in those yard tall.
Yard long. Yes, exactly.
With the strontum or the guitars from the
rock. On the other hand, before
bar.
I go see Annie, I'm getting liquored up, which is also on the lineup.
Annie!
Yes.
Annie rocks it!
Yes.
Yes, our definitely. Famous Annie shots.
The people who are in the and this is true of cab jazz.
It's a hard knock shot.
they're there to see the show. They're not there to do a conga line, yeah, obviously,
exactly,
at the Smith Center.
Yeah.
What we need to do here, Myron, we at least read off in order and dates. If you I can do it or you can do it. Of
it
what
starts
is exactly,
out with the fact that nobody puts Baby in the corner.
Dirty Dancing. That's where I had forgotten that line. That was where the line originated. Yes. I had forgotten that until we were there Monday night. That's where Don't Put Baby in a Corner originated. Dirty Dancing, July 14th through July 19th, 2015. Ragtime, October 27th to November 1st this year.
So think about Ragtime for a second.
I'm thinking of it.
This is a big Broadway musical, but on opening night at the Smith Center, Brian Stokes Mitchell, the extraordinary singer, was one of the many singers that appeared, and either you saw him in person or maybe you saw it aired on Vegas PBS, but Brian Stokes Mitchell sang a song on the wheels of a dream. That mm-hmm. came from the Broadway musical Ragtime. And now, how great is
full
it in our third mm-hmm. season? We're bringing the full musical in.
Love it.
That's great.
Elf the Musical, November 24th through November 29th, 2015.
Buddy.
Yeah, and that's over the Thanksgiving week.
Yeah,
so
perfect.
It's a great holiday time to bring the family together and come out and see something really cute and fun.
Riverdance, the show where I say, move your arms! January 26th through January 31st next year.
20th anniversary of Riverdance, so this is a really special tour.
Yeah, they'll give the boards a workout. The Bridges of Madison County, where you mentioned, February 23rd through February 28th, 2016. Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, March 8th through March 13th, 2016. These are like tightly mm-hmm. scheduled. Here we are. We stop at Idaho, the comedy musical, May 27th through June 2nd, 2016. I'll run through the rest of these, and then we'll come back to Idaho. Cabaret follows that June 14th through June 19th, 2016.
Yeah, Sam Mendes is directing with Rob Marshall this tour of Cabaret. It's going to be spectacular.
Yeah.
And Rob Marshall, for those people that don't know, he was responsible for bringing Chicago mm-hmm. to the big, and did he also do Dreamgirls as well, I believe? No, that was Bill Condon, wasn't it? Yeah. So, but Rob Marshall is fantastic and has been really, is an incredible.
Yeah. And we anticipated that this would happen, the Book of Mormon.
Oh, gosh.
September 22nd through October 18th, 2015.
So that's out of chronological order because the Book of Mormon, sold out the first run 5 weeks. They were just show after show where we had no tickets available.
Mm-hmm.
So we were lucky enough to get it back. But our season ticket holders aren't required to take this because it's now a special. It's mm-hmm. a return engagement.
Oh, great. So,
which also allows all of these single ticket buyers that couldn't get their hands on tickets the first go around
I'm gonna
a chance
go back.
To come and see it. Yeah.
Well, it's so good. That's one of those musicals that you could see twice because you're laughing so hard.
Or three
that
times
you forget
or four.
That you might miss something. I have one question about that before we go on. Is because I noticed, and I found it very fascinating, that in the program of the Book of Mormon, the Mormon Church took a bunch of ads. Now, did they take it all year, or was it just for those weeks?
So on Broadway, the LDS Church took out not only ads, but on page 3, 5, and 7. So as you open mm-hmm. the playbill, yep. right there on the right
Genius.
Reading pages, there are ads. One of them says, the Book of Mormon, the musical, might bring you joy for a day, but the real Book of Mormon will bring joy to your life or something.
Yeah, one of them
like
said,
that.
You've seen the play, now read the book or something like that.
As is the case, the book is always better.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly.
Funniest writing of anything I've ever seen.
Yes, Book
anything
of Mormon. Book of Mormon, funniest show I've ever seen.
The best, the strongest comedy writing of anything. It is brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Seth, you mentioned that Seth Rudetsky from XM mm-hmm. Sirius, the Broadway channel, was just here, and he went on and on about how brilliant the writing is.
It's so sharp.
It is. Now listen, it's even for me, there are two or three or four moments in this show where you go, whoa.
Yeah.
It's not for children. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yes. Right. Oh, no. And I'm not one to tell people who should come and who yeah. shouldn't, right? But there are moments that even someone who can't be shocked will be shocked a yeah. little bit. But if you love South Park, you will love the Book of Mormon.
Yes.
If you love kind of just all the contemporary work that's happening around the country now, you'll love the Book of yeah. Mormon. And I think a lot of people are like you, Trish. You've seen it once or twice, and you definitely want to come see yes. it again.
Yeah, totally. I'll be back third and fourth.
Yeah, you know? So good.
We'll go to it. The Beauty and the Beast production touring show closes the season April 8th, 2016 through April 17th, 2016. That closes it out. Now, let's talk about Idaho the Musical. Let's wheel back here because this is
Katz's home state. He has right, a very, but, very close tie to this.
Yes, but before we go to Idaho, Beauty and the Beast is actually the other special because it's a return engagement as well. So it doesn't end the season.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's,
yeah.
it's in the
it's
spring. But,
it's out of
but
order too.
Mm-hmm. Another great story. The Smith Center did something that had never been done before. We literally sold out every show of Beauty and the Beast, Disney's Beauty and the Beast. And we tried to find a way to extend it, but the tour had to go on to the next city. So we found a way to work with Actors Equity and add a show, add a performance on the Saturday where we were already doing two performances. And the way we did it was adding a third show at 8:30 a.m., and it sold out.
Oh, my Lord.
Seth said that. He said, yeah. 8:30 a.m. I'm not awake
fair
yet.
To the actors, yes, right.
That
right.
is insane.
The actors got paid extra, but
I would think so, get the voices going that early.
So that's another one that you want to get your tickets early for because I'm certain it will sell out.
So we come back, and we've been talking about this and known about this inside Las Vegas for a long time, and that's Idaho that has been rolled out over many composer showcase performances for 8 years now.
Yeah.
He's sampled it. He's had readings. It's been well-received, and people have always wondered what he's going to do with all these songs, and they've been sung by people, you know, I think Travis Clore did it one night, Nikki Scalera has done a number of them, Vita Kirimbi, we had Brent Barrett at Cabaret Jazz. Tell us about what we're going to see out of this original musical with Las Vegas ties about a state a lot of people don't know much about.
Well, and a nearby state, by the way.
Yeah, right.
So the guy we're talking about is Keith Thompson.
Yes.
He's the music director for Jersey Boys. He was our music director for Hairspray when we opened it mm-hmm. at the Luxor mm-hmm. many years ago. And he moved here to play in a Broadway musical, stayed.
Mm-hmm.
And about the same time that he moved to Las Vegas, he met Buddy Sheffield, who became his co-writer for Idaho. Buddy was the head writer for the television show In Living Color. So it gives you a sense of how funny this guy can
yeah.
be, because you have to be
yes.
funny to write for that show. So the two of them collaborated. Buddy wrote the book and part of the music, and Keith Thompson wrote the music with him. And it, as you said, it's been developing over the last number of years. We've heard these songs kind of brought out in a showcase form, and then they go back and tweak them a little bit and change them a little bit. Well, so I knew that I loved this music. I absolutely loved this music, and I loved the humor that was embedded into the songs. But it wasn't until about a year ago when Keith and Buddy and Matt Lenz, who was one of our directors on Hairspray here, a successful director in New York, and Michelle Lynch, a wonderful choreographer who worked under Jerry Mitchell, all got together and they did a workshop reading in New York City. And I went to the reading and I sat on the front row and I laughed so hard that tears were coming out of my eyes. And when it was over, I went up to Keith and I said, we need to kick off this musical in Las Vegas at the Smith Center, develop it in Las Vegas, and then send it to Broadway. Mm-hmm. So They're excited about it. I will tell you, I am beyond excited to give our patrons the chance to see something brand new that's never been seen really anywhere.
Yeah.
on this level.
Totally.
With
mm-hmm.
the full band mm-hmm. and fully vetted. Now it's not going to have all the sets. It'll have some of the costumes. It'll have a couple of the dance numbers choreographed. But there are moments when the actors may be standing there with their book.
Right.
You know?
It'll be more like a concert performance of this music in the show.
A bit of a concert performance and what we like to call a workshop, which means that it's, you know, still in process. Which means if you come and see it on Tuesday night and you come back on Friday night, it might be slightly different as we work it through in the workshop. So how cool is this going to be that our audiences get to see something in process? That if our audiences love it as much as I do, and I think they will, then its next stop will be Broadway.
I firmly agree. Everything I've heard. One of the characters, folks, the name is Ida Dunham.
Yes, yes, she's a little loose.
Ida. I told him.
Ida Dunham.
I sit with Robin Leach at the thing, and he said something. Oh, that explains a lot. And I said, Robin, I never knew Ida Dunham.
That's awesome.
I don't know.
You
who
are
she
from
is.
Idaho.
I know he's Idaho boy. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Myron.
Thanks very much, Myron.
Of course,
it's so important in our community, and especially what you do over there. You're a genius, Myron Martin.
No. But I love coming and seeing you guys, and I hope everyone that's listening will come and join us, not only for Broadway, mm-hmm. but for music, theater, dance, jazz, whatever you're into, we're bringing something for everybody.
Support all the rooms.
And thank you for my pretend husband, Bryan Cranston, winning the Tony. I know you voted for me for
him
because of me, you know, my pretend boyfriend. So thank you.
All right.
Thanks, all right.